Let's go.
Welcome, warriors, Christian Israel people, that is the Caucasian Israelites around the world, freedom fighters and truth lovers everywhere. Welcome to the Voice of Christian Israel here on Eurofolkradio.com, and we're still on the air, folks. We will keep fighting like warriors until the bitter end, and we're not going to let them take us off the air. And if they do, we will find out a way to get back on the air. So, as you probably have heard, Pastor Martin's Eurofolk Radio has been under attack, and PayPal has destroyed our donation link, etc., etc. So for a while, we're going to have to work with snail mail to pay our bills. And for people who would like to donate to Eurofolk Radio, the address is ANP, which stands for American National Publishing, ANP, POB, 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. I'll repeat that. It's ANP, Post Office Box 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. Although we do have a PayPal button that still works over at Anglo-Saxon Israel, and that address is www.anglo-saxonisrael.com, anglo-saxonisrael.com. So we're not going to give up this fight, Pastor Martins. How about you?
Good afternoon, Pastor, and also good afternoon to our listeners across the globe. Yes, I'm glad you identifying the Israelites, because I think there are very few radio stations that actually cater for the true Israelites, descendants of the house of Jacob. And also, of course, in line with scripture, scattered across the globe.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Pastor. And also thank you for the opportunity to once again participate in your popular radio show. Yes, we're not going to give up the fight. The struggle is, as it was predicted and prophesied by our Messiah, and also in the lines of Matthew 24, where we are given clear indication as to the times in which we live. And as he said, when the all the signs are there for the indication that it's going to rain, we believe it. However, yes. Very few will believe the signs when they do appear. And in South Africa, they have been appearing for the past quite a number of years about the impending dangers that the Israelites will live in and by the sword that would be against them. And I praise Yahweh for the fact that he has also given us the encouragement that the book of Obadiah gives, and that is that he will annihilate, he will actually pursue the Edomites wherever they are.
That's right.
And that there will be no hiding. There will be no place for them to hide. They might believe that they are in control now, but while they believe that they are in control with harp and all these changing the weather patterns and changing
hurricanes,
so many things, yes, and
right.
Chemtrails and things like that, and also cultivating plants that are only propagated by these massive, colossal companies,
right,
and by which we will only be able to obtain food that is provided for us by the Monsantos of the world, but
right.
also in conjunction with these super, well, I would say universalist
Judeo-churches, Judeo-churches, right.
Pharmacies, the pharmacies that will co-reap with the Monsantos and then, of course, the churches that are absolutely in total silence about so many of the atrocities which are being exercised.
Right.
And
Right. I'm having to laugh because what it is, Monsanto creates the GMO foods that make us sick, right?
Yes.
And then Pharmakia gives us the drugs to manage our illnesses until the insurance money runs out. What is all that saying? We are living in a time, and our PayPal account being shut down means that we're in a time of the mark of the beast, where no man shall be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast, folks. It's here.
Absolutely.
It's here. And I'm sure it's you feel it in South Africa, too.
Absolutely, the mark of the just as a matter of interest, I believe that PayPal was the brainchild and originated from one of the ex-scholars or the ex-students at the same school that my son attends in Cape Town.
Oh, really? Oh, South Africa, really? PayPal.
Yes,
interesting.
Pastor. The interesting thing is that I have so many times in the past stated blatantly and I would say unscrupulously that the Edomites are also, well, the Afrikaners also emanate from the Edomites, and these Edomites have a vulture-like persecution.
Right.
They are seeking the bones and the skeletons
right.
of the children of the house of Israel.
Right.
And that
right.
is the same fight that Esau was fighting. And in fact, he pursued. He was running after Jacob. He was seeking and searching for his brother Jacob to kill him. And whatever he couldn't do in his day, excuse me.
Bless you.
Whatever he couldn't do in his days, his descendants have been trying ever since to do. And, of course, the Edomites are so difficult to identify in our communities purely because many of them think like we do and believe as we do and speak as we do. However, when it comes to I would say when it comes to the pinch time, they turn out to be of the same caliber and the same kind as Jan Smuts.
Edomites.
The ex-South African state.
Yes, Edomites, was, right.
He was even, he had wrought himself as a one of the generals of the Boer commandos. And as a general, he, one would think that he had the interests of the Boers at the heart,
mm-hmm.
albeit at the time when it was the most necessary, he displayed and he revealed his true Edomite identity by
right.
having the Boers or by actually deceiving the Boers.
Right.
And then, well, that was on the 31st of May, 1902 at the so-called Peace of Vereeniging, which is a city here in South Africa, just about 45 kilometers south of Johannesburg, perhaps a little more. But this same Jan Smuts, only 8 years later, at the negotiations about the Union of South Africa, that is the inclusion of the Boer Republics into the so-called Universalist Union of South Africa, which of course is the precursor or the predecessors of what is currently very commonly known as the New World Order. Jan
yes.
Smuts then basically exercised these Freemasonic powers over those Boer generals that were Freemasons, and there were quite a few of them. But those Boers that were not, those Boer generals that were not Freemasons, basically were lied to, and they were bullied into signing this agreement, which was okay. also illegal. And there's yes. a whole thing. We could have a whole conversation or a whole program yes. Just covering that.
Well, but, a quick question, because to get us onto our theme for today, which is going to be Freemasonry Exposed, Part 1, a quick question for you. Was Jan Smuts a Freemason?
Absolutely, yes, Pastor, he was.
Wow.
So also, some of his cahoots generals, there was General Louis Botha was also Freemason, and he was also a Edomite who participated yeah. as
So was John
general.
Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth. His ancestors yes. came from South Africa, and their original name was Botha.
That is quite interesting. I yes. never knew that, Pastor.
Right? But they get around, don't they?
It just shows you this Edomite trait is always to deceive and to pursue the descendants of the house of Jacob. That's
right.
a fact.
Well, I mean, you cited them as being vultures. Interestingly, vultures is not a bird of prey. It eats carrion. It eats roadkill.
That's correct.
And the way the Jews operate is they use proxy armies to kill us. And then the mm-hmm. Jews come in and collect whatever they can, eating out our substance. And then whatever's left of value, they put in their resale shops and pawn shops, right? Again, the mark yes. of the beast. I mean, the mark of the beast is an economic system. The global empire of merchants, which the Jews obviously control, and the Freemasons are, whether they realize it or not, the Freemasons are their proxies operating in the world
Absolutely
today possible. To destroy white Christian civilization. Okay.
I would be careful of using the word Christian uh-huh. because even Christianity is
part of it now.
Fully controlled by the Freemasons.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have reason to believe that they have given rise to Christianity because of
Modern
the way in which they
yes.
They influence that, they bias the translations of the Bible.
Yes, yes. So our proof text, I forgot. We're going to be, from this point on here at Voice of Christian Israel, beginning our shows with Bible verses, and today we have chosen Mark 4:20-24, which I will quickly read here. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, and some 30-fold, some 60, and some in 100. In other words, Yahshua is talking about it's the parable of the sower, and the last bunch of seed that he sowed produced good fruit, produced real Israelites, produced real Christian Israelites who brought in more sheep, okay? So we were fruitful. Verse 21, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? All right, here we are, folks. We are shining our light before the world. The Jews have been trying to place a bucket over our light, but they're not going to succeed. Verse 22, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, and neither was anything kept secret, but that it should not come abroad. Okay? So, all secrets by anyone will be revealed. Now, I just looked at the Strong's number for secret here. It is apocryphos. Obviously, the word from which the apocrypha come from. It means secret, by implication, treasured, hidden, kept secret. So I would ask you, Pastor Martins, why in the world would Yahweh keep certain apocryphal books hidden until these end times?
Pastor, yes, that is a very important question, because even in those books that there are no secrets hidden, Father Yahweh is busy revealing his not just his identity, his name, but
his
also
will.
His will. And what I find absolutely amazing is the way in which so many Boers in this day have already turned their backs on the churches that they have been traditional, I would say, worshippers in, and they have, and I can see these people are following the scriptures and they are reading the Bible like they have never read before, and there's a definite deepening in their souls with a search for the truth. I in particular, a young man, I want to call his name or name him, Rudy Niemand.
Okay.
And this young man has become a teacher in such a short period of time. I had the opportunity of having a number of discussions with him and setting him on a direction at the most crucial time. And now he's running his own radio shows as well.
Very
and
good.
He's teaching
yes.
scripture and the truth of the scripture. And he's and I find that to be absolutely fantastic. He's really been... Well, I can see an anointing in his life. And then also, well, it's just amazing how by revelation of his will and his, I would say, his end time, he's reaching out in these days to the Israelites
yes.
when absolutely there's such a major assault on every, I would say, every aspect of our lives that... a young man like that stands up and he begins to speak out, and he's become, I would say, to a large degree, he's even become callous in the way in which he presents the scriptures.
Okay.
And I find that absolutely fantastic.
Did you say callous or careless? I mean, carefree?
Pastor Callous, I would say... He's become so thick-skinned.
Okay, I
see what you mean.
He doesn't
care what anybody says.
Right, there you go. Yeah, or he doesn't care what the Jews think of us.
Pastor, to be honest with you, in these days, what do I have to lose?
Right.
I would rather, and this has also been my slogan on my Facebook profile for quite a number of years, I would rather die for the truth than to live for the lie. And I've been ridiculed, I've been cursed, I have been called everything. I've been called a national intelligence agent. I've been called...
for true Israel.
purely because I've spoken the truth. And
right.
To this end as well, you won't believe how many assaults there have been on me. And in fact, I think I've received... a few months ago, I received my 18th death threat.
Okay. I'm so jealous. But... I've only received two.
yeah.
Right.
But
this...
Pastor, you see...
You go ahead.
But Pastor, you see, in South Africa, I mean, murder is so much part of our daily lives. Just
right.
in this past week, there have been...
Yes.
There were so, I think, well, in particular, one particular event that I heard of just moments before we... started the program was a discussion that was actually a voice note that one of my friends left this morning about a young man that was mobbed by blacks
mm-hmm.
and he was undressed and he was mutilated alive
Ooh.
And he was they
wow.
poured petrol or fuel onto
uh-huh.
him and they burned him alive.
Yeah, sounds like the Shannon Christian Newsom affair, right? Yeah. It's starting to happen here in America, too. Yes.
And it's happening virtually on a daily basis.
Well, what do you think the so-called immigration invasion of Europe is? It's proxy war by the Jews against the white race.
Yes.
Okay.
Austin, in particular, on the message line, you'll see that we're having this conversation on
mm-hmm.
Skype.
Right.
You will see that I also placed... a link to a web page that relates to the proxy wars that these Jews have been fighting, and then also with Albert Pike's prediction of the three world wars.
Right.
But people don't realize that the British Empire's war against the Boers was actually the first world war against the smallest nation
right.
on the planet. and the youngest nation. And of course, the Edomite Afrikaners played a major role in this, in that they instigated it first in cahoots with the Freemasons, and then also with these Edomite Cape Dutch or Cape Dutch Edomites that were also in cahoots with foreign Jews that came over to South Africa to reap and to, I would say, to take hold of the Boer Republic's riches, right, in gold and diamonds, etc.
Yeah, we reap the Jews steal. Right?
That's how true.
Yeah, that's we sow and the Jews steal our stuff. That's how it works, right? Now, it's very interesting. First of all, let me just say to anybody listening, we do not hate blacks. We do not hate any other races. However, the Jews are exceptional in their promotion of evil towards our race. So we hate them with a righteous hatred because of all the evil they do. And that's scriptural, folks, okay? In fact, I live in an area of the city of Chicago. It's called the Mexpole neighborhood, which means there's a lot of Mexicans and there's a lot of Poles, okay? But in recent years, many more, how should I put it, gentrified whites have moved in because it's a safe neighborhood. The tax, real estate taxes aren't as high as the very rich neighborhoods. And so this neighborhood has been getting more and more white. There's actually one black family down the street. They're very well kept. They keep their house clean and their lawn mowed, etc. In fact, the black lady actually came out one day and swept the street in front of her house. I've never seen a black person ever do that, right? I mean, she must have some German blood in her. But anyway, okay.
So, good one, Pastor.
They're not all evil. Not all of them are evil. Never, no. But that doesn't mean we should mix with them, right?
Absolutely, Pastor. And even Muhammad Ali stated that openly on radio or on TV, on public TV. I think it was on BBC TV when he was sort of instigated or primed by the commentator or the
show
the
host
anchor, the show host, to basically just say the opposite. And Muhammad Ali kept on saying exactly what he said. He said, "We don't want," he said, "in all honesty, I don't want a white wife. I want a black wife. I want a wife like me. I want to procreate that which I am. I don't want to procreate that I'm not."
Yeah, and he said to the show host, "Don't you want your children to look like you?"
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so folks, we're not haters. When the Jews claim that we're haters, that's not true. What we do hate, we hate evil, and we hate evildoers. And unfortunately, Jews come in great numbers in that category. Edomites is what they are. Okay, so I just posted in the chat room. I'm multitasking this morning because we've been having technical difficulties just getting on the air. And the player on the website didn't have the shows listed, and there was nothing playing before Bloodlines. And so we're all scrambling around trying to get everything back in order. And everything seems to be working now. And I'm in the chat room, and I just posted this website, whale.2bfreemason.whale.to/b/freemason_q.html. And this is basically just a bunch of quotations from and about Freemasons. But I want to go scroll to the bottom because there's a picture of Theodor Herzl, the father of the modern Zionist movement. Okay. And he said this: "Masonic lodges are established all over the world to help us achieve our independence. Those pigs." Mr. Herzl is referring to Freemasons, who are typically not Jewish, but are white and sometimes black. "Those pigs," he says, "the non-Jewish Masons, will never understand the final objects of Masonry," unquote. Theodor Herzl, 1897. He's the father of Zionism. He's the father of the modern state of Israel. Okay? Now, the vast majority of Freemasons do not understand what Freemasonry really is about. But when they first enter it in the lower degrees, well, we'll get into it because these quotations explain it. First of all, there's this from the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, under the heading of Freemasonry Serves the Elders, that is the Jewish elders. Quote, the goyim enter the lodges in the hope of getting a nibble from the public pie. These tigers in appearance have the souls of sheep, and the wind blows freely through their heads. So they're calling these Masons airheads. Okay. Would that describe Smuts, General Smuts?
Absolutely, Pastor. Absolutely, Pastor, because at the spur of the moment, he can drastically change his his whole outfit from
demeanor.
The one moment he's a Boer general, the next moment he's a negotiator for the New World Order, if I can put it like that.
Yes, absolutely.
And then a few years later, he goes and he is invited as field marshal to the British Army.
Yes.
Remember, he rose
total traitor, man.
But he was invited to go and present a speech to the Houses of Parliament in Westminster. In Westminster, and he purported to be a Boer, but in his speech, he never even once mentioned the Boers. He was an Afrikaner.
Right.
He became an Afrikaner all of a sudden.
Yeah, Cape Dutch, which is the British East India Company, or actually at that time it was the Dutch East India Company, to be superseded by the British East India Company, both of which are controlled by Jewish merchants and bankers. Okay. So therefore, when he speaks for them, when he speaks for Afrikaners, he's speaking for them.
Absolutely, Pastor, but something else that people don't realize. As far as I have it, and I have proof of it somewhere, that Jan Smuts' mother was also Jewess.
Ah, look. Just like John Paul II. His
and
mother...
Then one must also...
Go ahead.
One must also remember that he was under the very strong influence of another Jewish Freemason by the name of Cecil John Rhodes.
Yes, that's what our last couple of shows were about. Cecil John Rhodes and his secret society, right? The Rhodes Scholarships, which is just another branch of the Jew World Order. All right, next quote. This is from, and David James was talking about how these secret societies and the Jews at large are promoting sodomy and child rape, et cetera, et cetera. This is from part one, The Sodomite Gateway, Gnosis, Illumination, and Communion with the Gods. That's the title of the book. Quote, as you join Freemasonry, initially they'll tell you that the G in within the square and compass means God. But then as you go up through the levels, they'll tell you, this stands for Gnosis, knowledge.
Which is Greek for knowledge.
Yeah, it's Greek for knowledge. But Gnosticism is a secret knowledge, but it's not necessarily Israelite knowledge, okay? And sometimes it's an attempt to blend the two together, okay? And continuing, but then when you get higher up, it stands for the generative principle, which means buggering little boys. And I'm not saying that on my own authority. I spoke with the highest-ranking Freemason to defect to Christianity, Jim Shaw, and he was a 33rd degree Mason, and I had a number of conversations over the phone with him about Freemasonry. And, I got it from the horse's mouth. This is quoting Fritz Springmeier on the Hagman and Hagman Report. Okay? And we know that the Freemasons have been involved in all of these child kidnapping, child sex rings in Britain and America. There may even be one in South Africa for all I know.
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
Okay. So this is what we're dealing with. Go ahead.
One of the things that one must also remember about South Africa, Pastor, is that because of the white population being outnumbered by approximately 10 to 1 by blacks, it is so easy to put the blame on blacks. Anything goes wrong, they put the blame, or they can put the blame on blacks.
Yes.
Thus creating an intensified racial strife. And they've been doing that for the past 30, yes. 40, 50 years.
Amen. Yes. Okay. Are you with us?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Please continue.
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
They've been creating this racial strife for the past 30, 40, 50 years. What they also do, Pastor, is they emphasize or they create an incident where lies are created around that particular incident. And then those lies are propagated and intensified and magnified by the media for the purpose of further creating racial strife.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's interesting because Press TV, which is the national radio TV station of Iran, frequently calls me for interviews because they know that I'm very much anti-Zionist. And I know the history of Zionism probably better than anyone in America, for that matter, because it's written into my book, The Great Impersonation. And I've been studying it ever since. For example, the Israeli state is the only country where they have literal cutthroats as president. Menachem Begin, and who's the little guy, is even shorter than Begin. They both it was an earlier guy. I think he followed Begin. And they were both literal cutthroats. Menachem Begin literally murdered two British soldiers with piano wire, okay? And that's a favorite way of killing by the mafia, all right? They put some piano wire around your neck and they tighten it until it cuts through your skin, eventually cuts your arteries, okay? Menachem Begin did this to two British soldiers. Not to the Palestinians, but to British. Why? Because the Zionists wanted the British out, even though the British gave them this country, that territory, I should say, to play with. Once the British arranged for them to have it, then they wanted the British gone because they didn't want anybody to interfere with their evil intentions. Okay? And so these people are evil, folks. They're pure evil. There's nothing more evil on the face of the earth than Talmudic Jewry, okay? Which brings us to the next quotation here. The Illuminati, witchcraft, and the occult are basically synonymous. They are characterized by a hatred of Christianity. The rites of initiation of Freemasonry and witchcraft are identical, except the initiate in witchcraft is naked, and his wrist is cut. Wow. The Rothschild family is at the head of the Illuminati. They are the Illuminati Holy Trinity combined with the Pope thrown in. Okay. Doesn't the Bible tell us that the eighth beast will empower the false prophet, the Judeo churches?
Yes.
Okay. The capstone will be placed on the pyramid when a Rothschild becomes the Messiah. Or Antichrist. The evil eye is in the capstone is Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that evil eye, that eye single in the triangle, which is on the American dollar bill, put there by federal dictator Rosenfeld, a Rothschild puppet. Things becoming clear now, folks? Okay?
Yes.
So, Mason, what about your money? In South Africa, has it got any Freemasonic symbols on it?
Boston, not that openly, but it's coming. It's definitely coming. if the world monetary system does not collapse before there are any major changes to the pictorial view of South African money, then of course it won't be. But definitely there is, because South Africa's now. Let's take a few steps back. In the 1980s, we had an Afrikaner by the name of Dr. Nico Diederichs. He was South Africa's Minister of Finances.
Okay.
And he was a guest speaker as South Africa's Mr. Gold at the Bilderbergers annual meeting in 1981 in some little place early 81. In some little place in the Netherlands. South Africa's Mr. Gold as one of the speakers at the that meeting. Now, not for one moment will I believe that Mr. Nico Diedrichs was not, first of all, a Freemason, mm-hmm. for having to be the one of the chief speakers at the event. And secondly, to be invited to be there.
Yeah. You have to know somebody.
He was also known, he was also labeled Mr. Gold.
No wonder so many Jews take that as a surname. Gold, Goldberg, Goldman, Goldstein, right? Frankenstein, right? Okay, right. Next quotation. We have only to glance at the nomenclature of the last 22 of these degrees to see that on the basis of operative masonry, there has been built up a system composed of two elements, crusading chivalry and Judaic tradition. Now, this is a very interesting statement. Let me just complete this quote. What else is this but Templarism? Quotation from Solving the Mystery of Babylon the Great by Edward Hendry. Now, this combination of crusading chivalry and Judaic tradition. It's interesting that here in America, because I've been doing all these shows on the American Civil War and how it was orchestrated by the Rothschilds, just as all of your wars were orchestrated by the Rothschilds. Okay. And what they did was...
Instigated by the Cape Dutch, but orchestrated by the Illuminati and the Rothschilds.
The Jew bankers, yeah. Because they have all the money to pay for all this stuff to happen. Just like here in America, we had John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry. You know, well, where did this country bumpkin get the money to get all his guns and crusaders on a train? And, you know, who arranged for him to have a farm as a, you know, as a jumping off point, and et cetera, et cetera? Who paid for this stuff? Well, it turns out there's a group called the Secret Six who were Illuminati. Okay? They were not Americans. Yeah. They pretended to be Americans, and they pretended to be crusaders. What? Crusaders for what do you call it? What, not liberty, equality, fraternity? You know, freeing the slaves. But they were just part of the act. Okay,
and
Just part of the act.
Window dressing.
Yeah. So here we see crusading chivalry, social justice warriors,
purporting to be social justice warriors.
Yeah. And Judaic tradition, a hand inside the glove, the Jewish hand inside the glove of chivalry. Okay? We see this everywhere. You had it in your country, too. It's called the ANC. The Jewish hand inside the ANC glove, which was doing what?
Murdering people. The ANC was created by Jewry.
Yes.
And there's a whole, I think we had a discussion one day. We wanted to discuss a total different thing, and we ended up discussing the origins of the ANC under the, totally created by by Jewry in South Africa, and then, of course, gradually introducing communistic blacks.
Yes.
And eventually with the total black over, the black takeover of the ANC. But you must remember that they're working to an agenda, and the plans of this agenda is always towards an achievement or a target or a purpose, a final purpose. And even so with the creation or the founding of the ANC was towards creating an unstable South Africa for today under these conditions when the world was orchestrated or has its own problems orchestrated, they can now achieve whatever they want to achieve by annihilating the Israelites in South Africa.
Yes.
And nobody seems to care because they're sitting with their own problems.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of the strategy. Keep everybody so busy just surviving that it's hard to organize resistance to this combination of crusading chivalry and Judaic tradition, right? So here in America, we had two different crusades, both of them financed by the Rothschilds. We had the abolitionist crusade, and we had the filibustering crusade, otherwise promoting slavery. So the Jews and Solomon Rothschild actually came to America to oversee the South. And Judah P. Benjamin was the chief operative. He was the he was Jefferson Davis's Kissinger, which is, you know, people are beginning to see that that's the case. And the abolitionist's Kissinger was August Belmont, who was actually married into the Rothschild clan. His real name was Schoenberg, a Jew. Okay, another Jew. So we have all these Jews orchestrating these all these conflicts between and among whites and Christians all over the world, okay? Mm-hmm. And which gets into, you know, the prophecy of Albert Pike and the three wars, okay?
Yeah.
Because those things are linked. They're absolutely linked together.
Absolutely linked.
Okay. And I tried to bring that up, but that link wouldn't open for me. Let me just go into the next.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Pastor, that particular link is a historic link, and I think that's been most probably outlawed and removed.
Taken down. Might
because
be cached.
It reveals too much. Yes.
It might be cached somewhere, but here, let's just go to the next quote then, and we can probably find a similar website for next week. In any case, this is from the book by Greg Hallett called Hitler Was a British Agent. And it's really funny because a lot of Jews will say Hitler was, he created the Zionist state, right? Because by driving Jews from Europe, he drove them into the arms of the Zionists, okay? It's kind of an inside joke for the Jews. Anyway, here it says, whenever you have a high-ranking homosexual fronting as a married homosexual, you have a malleable spy who will go to any treasonous lengths and use all their resources just to maintain one or all of their positions. Okay? This is why the Jews have been promoting homosexuality among Freemasonry. Why? Why did it do this, Pastor? Why this tactic?
Well, Pastor, if you do some research on the Balfour Declaration, by which the Jewish state, and righteously so, the Jewish state was actually a flagrant
violation of existing treaties. Yes,
because the Palestinians were the rightful owners of that state
of Palestine, yes.
Yes.
Right.
And if you go and if you see the run up towards that, and it was so cleverly done that the churches believed that it was the fulfillment of biblical prophecies.
Right.
And
that's how it was presented.
I can recall when I was a youngster, how many pastors I heard preaching about the so-called when the die Feierboom wat bot, the budding of the fig tree,
okay,
in 1948, when it's a total flagrant
right, it's the evil fig tree cursed by Yahshua. That's what it really is.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's the exact opposite.
But at the time when this these pastors preached about this, they were saying that in 1988, which would be the culmination of this generation, when the Messiah said that this generation shall not pass, and everybody was waiting for the rapture in 1988, which never happened.
Oh, I missed it. I missed it, Pastor Martins. Too bad. I didn't get raptured.
I was just wondering whether it pertained to the so-called interpreted rapture, which so many of these bubble or the rapture.
Their bubble is going to burst and be ruptured.
Or whether it is the rapture as it was portrayed in, I think, the book of Isaiah,
yes,
which says,
oh, yeah,
the Afrikaans word that they use, or that scripture uses there, is, or that it's been translated in, is wegrap, samskrap, wegrap. Okay. And that is Father Yahweh saying that he will do, he will actually rapture all the evildoers and he will annihilate
rapture
them.
Of the wicked, right. Well, it's the tares. The tares will be gathered up and burned before the wheat is gathered up and taken into the barn, right? That is the kingdom.
Yeah.
All right. So it continues here. Well, obviously this tactic is used to compromise any potential politician, corporate leader, reporter, right? Many reporters in America are members of the Council of Foreign Relations, which is another Rothschild Rockefeller front by which they keep these people in line, tell them what to do, tell them what to say. And I would suspect many of these people have been forced or inclined or enticed into not just homosexual forays, but forays with other men's wives, etc. And these things have been secretly taped without their knowledge. And then one day, I'd like to, here, come into my office. I'd like to show you something. And he puts a video on where this politician is now having sex with some whore, with a hooker. And he says, okay. All right, and that's how the Bank of England was created, by the way. Right? Yes. We should do a show just on that. So this is how they compromise and also, people.
And also the way they get control of these people, they blackmail them.
That's right. Yeah, it's constant blackmail or the threat of blackmail. That's what they did to Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson had an affair before he became president with a woman named Mary Peck. All right. Well, the Jews got wind of this and said, okay, well, we'll use this against Mr. Wilson when it's convenient for us to do so. So while he was president and they wanted the Federal Reserve Act passed, Samuel Untermeyer, the same Samuel Untermeyer that paid in the 1908 Bible that was promoting, the Schofield Bible, the Schofield Reference Bible.
Yes.
He paid Schofield to write that Bible to make it sound like the Jews are the Israelites, okay? So that same Samuel Untermeyer sent a brown man with a brown bag full of money. And because he was being blackmailed, Woodrow Wilson was being blackmailed, somebody wanted $30,000. Otherwise, he would reveal. I guess he was a relative of Mrs. Peck. And if Woodrow Wilson didn't pay the bribe money, the blackmail money, then he would make this public. Well, I guess what? Samuel Untermeyer paid the blackmail money. And now Woodrow Wilson was in his debt. Okay?
Yes.
So now Woodrow Wilson could not do anything without the fear of this being made public.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's how
and
it works.
This is the way they've been doing it for many years, a great number of years, Pastor.
Right, absolutely. So you have to wonder what they have on Trump. Right? We know what they have on Hillary and Bill.
Yes.
I mean, there's a trail of dead bodies a mile long of people who've been assassinated who wanted to expose Bill and Hillary, but their deaths have been arranged by the international Jew. Okay. The statement continues, many homosexual Freemasons use Freemasonry and marriage as a form of cover. Freemasons have a high rate of child sex abuse, pedophilia, and incest, which accounts suggesting that Freemasons sexually abuse a third of their daughters and granddaughters. Pedophiles control Freemasons because Freemasons consider pedophiles to be close to royals. Oh, that doesn't speak well for the British royal family. Royals use their illegitimate children for supply and control for pedophiles. Police are a Freemasonry organization and serve the British Crown. I can verify when I was going through Tennessee, coming back from a rally, the driver was speeding and we were pulled over. And we blatantly asked these police officers, are you Freemasons? And they said, yes, we are. Continuing.
Can you believe it?
Yes. Thus, police cover for pedophiles and expect promotions when they do so. This is going on in Britain too, folks. Freemasons admire pedophiles, and a Freemason will do anything a pedophile asks them to do. This does not exclude dropping the Berlin Wall or putting up a wall on the Rio Grande. Thus, police cover for pedophiles and expect promotions, blah, blah, blah. Because the Freemasons control the police and judiciary, Freemasons are rarely charged for their incest, child sex abuse, and pedophilia. And we have the experience of the child sex abuse going on in Britain for many years, covered up by the press, which is owned and operated by Freemasons there.
And then also in the Vatican.
Yes, absolutely. Well, yeah, John the 23rd was the first Freemason to be crowned Pope. And the Freemasons have controlled the papacy ever since.
Yes.
So, and this is why, that's why there's so many pedophiles in the Catholic Church. They're not Christians. They're Freemasons. Mm. Right? And who was that Texas televangelist? You met him. He came to South Africa one time.
Oh.
The Texas guy. All right. He looks like the devil. he's a Freemason.
Kenneth Copeland.
Yes. Yes. All kinds of reports on the internet about him being a Freemason. And I suspect virtually all of the televangelists are.
Yes.
Pretending to be Christians.
Purporting to be Christians. In fact, if you take somebody like... what is that guy's name? And him and his wife are very keen or very prominent televangelists.
Jim
Joe
Baker.
Osteen,
yes.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was just raked over the coals on the internet when he refused to open his Lakeland church to people suffering from Hurricane Katrina. He pretended, he went on the air and pretended that the church was flooded. So people went over there with their video cameras and their cell phones and showed that it was not flooded, but the doors were locked. Well, Joel Osteen is a Jew pretending to be a Christian. He's nothing but a con artist. Yeah. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
And the article continues here. When these Freemasons are discovered, the first step is to cover up. When it becomes too obvious, they are often murdered. All right? So you're taking your chances. Yeah. If you become a Freemason, anybody listening, sometimes these murders are real and other times they are fake with new identities established elsewhere. In the case of really important secret society members, they are retained, hidden, and used for ceremonial purposes. I'd say that's a really excellent analysis of how the Freemasons operate. And, of course, behind the Freemasons are the Zionist Jews.
Yeah.
Okay. So... we're doing this to expose. Go ahead.
It's amazing how these things begin to tie together if you know what signs to look for, Pastor.
Yes, yes. And why the mass media is so silent. Well, for example, LBJ, Lying Butcher Johnson. Johnson had a personal assassin. And this assassin would eliminate LBJ's enemies and pave his way to the White House. He was an absolute 100% Zionist, probably a Freemason too, but I've never looked into that. So he was definitely a Zionist, and proof of it is he covered up the assault on the USS Liberty, right, and told the survivors, don't you dare say a word about the USS Liberty being attacked by the Israelis. Bad things will happen to you if you do, okay? So this president who got into the White House by assassination was a secret society operative of Zionism, if there ever was one.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as Mandela and Obama and Hillary.
And one wonders how many since then have been operatives of Zionism in any case, if you look like... if you look at Obama very, very clearly.
Yeah, he looks like George Bush.
if you look at
twin brothers, black and white.
Yeah, it's very
the
evident
Babsy
that
twins.
Many of
the,
well, I have reason to believe that nobody would succeed in becoming a resident of the White House without the necessary backing of the Zionism, because one doesn't get to that place without backing from
But there's
people
who
stand to.
Yeah.
Other than people who actually benefit from having their prescribed or their anointed one, so to speak, to be in that position.
Yeah. With regard to Donald Trump, either he is a master of manipulating the public by, you know, and you can pretend to be a conservative by doing a few conservative things, like pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio, which was a tremendous thing to do, right? Because he's the one who exposed the fact. He proved that Obama has never been an American citizen and therefore not qualified to be president of the United States. Okay?
Yes.
And the liberals hated his guts for that and railroaded him into prison. Well, Donald Trump pardoned him. Hooray! That's a great thing to do. Mm. However, it may only have been done to make himself look good to America's patriots, right? I imagine you had similar types of politicians in South Africa. With only about 3 minutes to go, your comment, please.
Yeah. Pastor, yes. And in fact, in South Africa, this has been evident for a long period of time. And even Nelson was released, not because of his swearing off of his
terrorism. He's a terrorist.
Murderous terrorism against whites.
Yes.
But purely because he became a Freemason. And Tex Mars, the prominent American, what is he? He runs a tremendous show as well. But he denies the true identity of the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
But he has written a book called Tex Mars' book is called Codex Magica.
Okay.
And in that Codex Magica, you can clearly see indicated how the ANC's top management and top leaders had become Freemasons. And that is why the ANC was unbanned and also Freemason, the Freemasons of the ANC, and amongst which Nelson Mandela was released.
Right. And that's very interesting because I have been advocating tearing down a particular statue. That is the statue of Albert Pike in front of the headquarters of International Freemasonry in Washington, D.C. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're tearing down all of the statues of Southerners. But what about the statue of the head of World Freemasonry, Albert Pike?
Yeah. Pastor, something I wanted to say about that. It's not so much the Southerners, but it is the Confederates which are being targeted.
Yes.
Think about it.
Oh, yeah,
in
surely.
South Africa,
yes.
In South Africa, it's the Boer people that are being targeted because even the president, the current president, sings Kille Farmer, Kille Boer.
Right.
And also the Afrikaners, the Edomite Afrikaners organization called AfriForum, had gone to court when Julius Malema sang the song, purporting to be taking him to court to bring him to justice because he was contravening a Human Rights Commission finding that particular song was hate speech.
Yes.
They actually protected Julius Malema, and they also protected that any black can sing that song.
Yes.
And they give all the most weird reasons why they did that. But they deceivers of the greatest kind you can think of.
All truth lovers around the world would be interested in exposing the career of Albert Pike and what a subversive he really was, okay? So if Antifa declines to join us in tearing that statue down, we'll know who controls them, right?
Absolutely.
This is going to get interesting, folks. Okay, unfortunately, we have run out of time. This has been a tremendous fount of information today's shows, and even though we have done many shows on Freemasonry, and David James has especially done a series of shows on Freemasonry, there's so much information because Freemasonry operates worldwide in every single country. And as we just quoted, let me quote this again, it's worth repeating. Masonic lodges are established all over the world to help us achieve our independence. That is the Jews' independence. Those pigs, the non-Jewish Masons, will never understand the final objects of Masonry. Hopefully, if they listen to EFR, they will understand. Thank you, Pastor Martins.
Greatly appreciate it, Pastor. Thank you for this opportunity once again.
Yeah. Yahweh bless.
Praise Yahweh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pastor.